and Aliens Together, the podcast where we're absolutely sure
we don't know everything.
I'm your host, Zach Wow Towers.
And I'm Kelsey Dara. We went on, I wish I could say it was a journey, but journeys don't make you want to KYS.
KYS, baby. Feels like the name of this episode. No, absolutely not. We'll get to monetize. Hi.
Hi.
Listen, we fucking listened to y'all. Y'all said last week, we said, would you listen to this episode if it had no theme, no topic, no pre-studied.
Nothing to do with nothing.
No reviewed, peer-reviewed studies. And I got more DMs and messages and comments than I've ever gotten when we've asked people to like,
wait, is that
write
true?
It. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it was about last week, but everyone decided to listen and everyone decided to write in saying, we don't care about the topics. We'll listen to you talk about feet for an hour.
Yeah. And also, those to me are that's all I see when I'm on TikTok and I'm being fed a podcast thing. It's not like, did you know that in 1891 tampons were invented?
First of all.
And I don't care.
First of all, how dare you go after women like that? Second of all, how dare you do an impression of me as if I was like an elderly fucking Benjamin Franklin impersonator giving tours around the Philadelphia Bell.
Honey, you're one bad haircut away from it.
I did trim my own bangs last week. I don't want to talk about it.
No, wait, yeah, you gave yourself, what are they called?
Like, curtainy, like, side sweat moment.
It was called, I thought you called it something, like, French doors. Or, it was, like, Cascade.
Great DJ.
Sunken.
What?
I don't know. I thought you gave it, like, a cute name. Like, they're called
curtain bangs. Yeah.
But I don't like that.
All right. Well, get over it. It's not your head.
No, you look beautiful always.
I look naked. When I don't have my eyelashes on, I feel bald.
I didn't even know you had eyelashes.
Well, I don't right now.
I don't see women that way.
You don't see eyelashes? Problematic. So this episode, guess what, guys?
Confident chaos.
You're getting what you fucking paid for. You want Zachary to have his moment?
Oh my God.
Shit. Here it is. Your big moment.
Do you need any of my Celsius?
Well, first of all, it's like 7:30 at night.
So?
How would I sleep?
Just live, Kelsey. I'm begging you. Just live.
The problem with being one of those people that has one of those sleep monitor rings.
And, oh, it's like what's going on?
Yeah. Is that I think it influences me when I don't even, like, I'll wake up being like, I think I feel pretty good. And then I'll look at my app and it'll be like, no, slept in the pits of fucking butthole last night. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like ass.
You died for 13 minutes.
And I'm like, you know what? I think I do feel like shit now that I'm thinking about it. I think it's influencing me too much.
What are the benefits of this monitoring system? Please tell me.
I am someone that has had horrific, emphasis on whore, horrific dreams.
Same. I almost only have bad dreams.
Exclusively. And I just wanted to see what the deal was in my sleep. And so it measures a thing called HRV, which is heart rate variability.
Okay.
Not an STD.
Hmm.
And your heart rate. So
I don't have HRV for the record. So you can't get it from me.
Surprising. It'll show me like how crazy my heartbeat gets in the middle of the night. And then the higher your HRV, like the better recovery and rested you are. So you want a low heart rate when you sleep, but a high HRV.
Variable. You want it to go all over the place?
No, you want it to just be high. Like the higher, the better.
Okay.
And it also tells you the amount of REM sleep you get.
Okay.
Deep sleep and like light sleep. So not that I can't feel that. But I more so just wanted to know, like, I feel the best I've ever felt, and I kind of wanted to know why and why not. But I think it can get problematic when, throwing the athlete right under the bus here, you look at it every day and study it like a fucking...
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't perfect.
Yeah, imagine that.
Wait. I'm so confused, though. Like, okay, so is this just like a knowledge is power moment? Or I would just feel helpless then to be like, oh, I get it now, like...
Why does anyone track anything?
I don't. I actually think people who track steps are mentally ill.
Oh. So far, one for one, your pool of data is correct.
No, I say mentally ill with love, but it's just like, what's the point?
Now that you're confronting me, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was genuinely to test out my dreams, like see if I was nightmaring as much as I thought by my heart rate. And it turns out I am. I had a very intense dream last night, a very intense dream that my mother died, but it was like,
how'd she die?
Heart attack.
Did you see it happen?
No, foul play. Dead. And then
what? It was foul play.
In my dream?
Yeah.
Someone maybe.
You didn't see it happen?
So how do I know it even happened?
It was foul play. Someone killed your mom.
It's not wrong. You're on to something mysterious.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine. I have ADHD. I can go right back to the thought I was having. No
can you?
Problem. Not at all. I'm trying my darndest to
your
zone
mom
in.
Had a heart attack. Bad dream.
Yes. And it was so real. That's the other thing is my dreams.
Same.
I'll wake up and I'll have had conversations in my dreams. And I'll be like, did I fucking have that conversation with that person?
Also, I wake up with the vibe.
Yes.
Where
and
I'm like...
That person must be. So not only was my dream very bad last night that my mother died, but then flash forward, she's back alive for a completely different dream. And in that dream, we're in an open field with a bunch of people, maybe watching a concert or something. I'm not sure. But I see a nuke. And this happens.
In the distance?
Yes.
That would be very peaceful to me.
Bitch, what?
Because like I said, like I want it to be like flash of light. What was that? And then you're all dead. Like that's the dream.
I saw it and I was like, here's the nuke. I know it. I know it in my dream. Every time it happens, I'm like, this is it.
Does
this
it always end with the nuke?
A lot of times it does.
Stop.
A lot of me getting shot.
I've been shot.
So almost every night. Or the world is ending. Something is happening. Like a crater's coming to hit us. Anyway, so I watched the nuke hit, and all I had time to say was, Mom, I love you. And
that's
she's
beautiful.
Like looking at me, and my sister's right behind her, and I watched them turn to ash.
But you don't because you're an X-Men?
Yes.
That'd be cool.
It would be a twist.
Wait, but you are assuming you die moments later?
And then I think I went to another dream. So I went into three dreams last night, two of which my mother's dying.
So wait, did you wake up between dreams?
Or no.
You just, how do you remember them?
Once, dude,
I think I only remember the last one.
I remember them every night in great detail. Like I could literally draw it for you right now, what it looked like.
Okay, I just realized maybe your app does have a purpose.
Which is
you document what you did that day leading up to the night. And then compare your like stats to that day. So did you eat a big piece of cake right before you went to bed?
Okay,
yes,
first of all,
every time.
Hurtful, because you know I love cake.
Yeah, but then I'm saying, but then like, oh, on cake night, my mom died 16 times.
Maybe if I
cut cake out,
I
mom dies once.
I hear what you're after, and it's me eating less cake. And I'm going to say this right now. I won't fucking stand for
it. Okay. So maybe add... And do you orgasm right before bed? Oh, wait.
We've gone over this. I don't jerk off before bed. But I did last night.
and that's what killed your mom? Okay.
There's
some shame.
Some guilt. But I woke up like very disturbed, like was texting in the group chat all day. Like
the family group chat?
Yes. That's the group chat, first of all. It's number
that's
one.
That's so sweet. There is no world in which my family has a group chat.
That makes me sad.
Same.
But also, I think sometimes, like, let a dead dog lie.
Not the saying, but I get it.
Let the dead dog lie.
Kill some dogs and move on.
Like, don't shake a cradle full of babies. You know?
Wait, these are great.
Don't shatter
a babies.
Kettle over a nurse's head. You know what I'm saying? Don't bother.
You are so funny.
At night?
And this is before she's cummed.
This is before I've cummed. And we never record this late. I'm so sleepy. This is
really?
Unhinged. Yeah.
Wait, no. First of all, unhinged is... the best way to podcast.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
I'm having a good time so far.
So far, I think we're off. How long do you think it's been? Just curious.
6 minutes.
It's almost 10.
Oh my God.
So if we do this three more times, we've definitely had a podcast.
Honey.
We're fine.
I have four prompts.
What?
Well, they're more like things
Hold
that
on.
Have- No. No, 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 no.
Hold the fuck on. No, 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 no.
Kelsey.
Zachary.
Kelsey.
Zachary.
You're wrong.
Look at me in my fucking eye.
You're wrong about what you're about to say.
Mate.
Mates.
Buddy.
I.
Pal.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
You told me.
No homework.
Let's do a podcast. No prep. Chaos. Crazy. We're just going to fucking go. Okay. And you said, no, no, don't now fucking turn your frown upside down and laugh at me and shake your head. You come with fucking prompts.
Listen, I'm feeling like a cradle full of babies and you're looking like a shaker right now.
Shake your baby syndrome. Send me straight to jail. No,
never mind.
No, pull out the fucking prompts. If you think we're not doing the prompts,
I'm going to
beat you up.
They're just basically things that are going on that I thought would segue into cute topics.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm fucking
Kelsey,
out.
Kelsey.
Zach.
Kelsey.
Oh my God. I can't believe you've done this to me.
There is no fact you've based in anything I've written down.
Give me one. Just give me one. Just hit me while I'm still fresh.
I was watching Dexter.
Uh-huh.
And a side character is a man I once fucked while on Molly. See, it's so harmless.
How does this always happen?
What?
You end up fucking someone that we've seen on TV.
Yeah. And I was going to ask, have you ever been watching something and you've been like, I had sex with them?
I plead the fifth.
No, there's no government in this podcast.
I decided to start one and I elect myself. Oh, ding, ding, ding. Look at me. I win. I'm the president. I veto that question for myself.
Wait, are you really going to be like this?
I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that's happened to. Whereas I can think of multiple times that's happened with me for you.
Well, the gay pool is much smaller.
Do you want to hear also how crazy you having sex with so many people is? I had a random friend reach out to me and say, hey, I'm going to this thing with my gay best friend. Do you want to come? And she like was like, oh, here's my gay best friend. And she sends me like an Instagram link. And I went, oh, I'm supposed to hang out with my gay best friend tonight. Ha ha. What if they knew each other? And I unprompted texted you the Instagram and I said, do you know this person? And you went, yeah, gave him a blowjob off of Grindr once. Yes, Zach.
Wow, I was getting so threatened at the beginning of that story.
Really?
I was like, where the fuck is she going with this fucking gay best friend? And that's funny that I blew him. But I also believe it.
Well, yeah, what do you think? I just lied to you about a story about you?
Listen, honestly, I've blown so many people.
Yeah, and like, God love them for it.
Truly.
I applaud anyone that like emphatically gives blowjobs. No point on the emphasis.
Emphasis? Wait. You're saying people don't emphatically give blowjobs?
Yeah.
People begrudgingly. Do you think girls be... No, we talked about this once.
Yeah.
Do girls begrudgingly give blowjobs?
I don't think a girl has ever... If we were born today and a girl was put in front of a penis and was like, what are you going to do with this?
Wait, they're a baby.
No, no, no. She's full grown of age.
So born full grown?
Yes.
Like a giraffe?
Full head of hair. Yes. Okay. And she was put in front of a penis and God was like, what are you going to do with it? She would not put it in her mouth.
Would she cut it off?
She would probably fucking flack it around. She'd slap it across the face a little.
I'm uncomfortable with her being born today, if I'm being honest.
Okay, if all of our memories were wiped and we became ourselves tomorrow again.
Clean slate,
clean
human
slate.
Beings. I'd be like,
ew! See, but that goes back to like, I don't think if we were given the choice to decide how sex went, I don't think any of us would have said, we're going to do this thing that's going to be so fucking fire, but require so much work from us, but men are going to love it. That we would not choose this for us.
Well, yeah, I feel like in caveman days, a lot of women were made love to against their will.
We have a word for that, but let's not say it.
Let's not say it.
Right. Yeah. I think that's also probably how species evolved, how we kept going as a human race.
Wait, did I already tell you this? That Homo sapiens weren't the smartest. They were the most violent.
No.
Yeah.
TikTok taught me?
Maybe.
Okay.
TikTok. And maybe slap it, don't Google it on it. don't
Can you believe
it.
I just pushed both of those buttons without checking
when
what it was?
When you went to go hit it, I was like, okay, it could fall into either category, so don't yell at her if she hits the wrong one.
Can you believe it? Maybe this is the way to podcast. I don't know.
You finally feel comfortable Free. And at peace.
I don't feel constrained by time.
Listen, this is the thing. I don't hang out with you because I'm like, Kelsey's going to teach me something today. I hang out with you because you are half unmedicated, half horny, and half really brilliant.
You just described yourself, to be honest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What were you talking about?
Blowjobs.
Oh, no. Homo sapiens.
Oh, yes.
So there were all these creatures evolving.
Uh-huh.
And it was like Neanderthals, Homo sapiens, or something else. Homo sapiens did not evolve and be, they were not the primary.
Who was?
No. Let me finish my goddamn thought. I literally got confused. I was like, Homo sapiens are, wait, I'm not done talking. Homo sapiens became the leader, not because they were the smartest, because they were the most violent of the groups.
Yeah, I heard you the first time you said
that. So we have all these primal instincts that harken back to being violent, not being brilliant.
Who was our competition?
I think like Neanderthals.
Hold on.
No.
What are Neanderthals compared to Homo sapiens?
I guess they're nicer and maybe smarter, but not as violent.
No. See, I'm going back to like that was an evolution. We evolved from Neanderthals.
But I'm saying Neanderthals could have gone, oh, you're saying they're the same thing.
Yes.
I'm going to ask my friend who told me this.
Is it the same guy that told you it snows and mammoth and
it's
fucking
ox? It's a girl, actually. And your hatred towards women continues.
Listen, I told the athlete this thing that you said, and he lost his mind.
What?
He was like, absolutely not.
What did
it's
I say?
That it snowed in August in mammoth, based on what a man
snowed,
told you.
But a guy did tell me that, like, you
they
could,
were skiing.
You were, yeah, you could snowboard in
no,
August.
No, I'm going to make you feel bad for that until someone proves me wrong.
Well, I'm going to text him after this.
Okay. Do you have another prompt or can I just jump in with fun?
Well, did you want me to tell you about the character on Dexter that I had sex with?
I have a feeling you want to tell me about the character on Dexter
I
you
think
had sex with.
This is the new angle of the podcast.
Okay.
We jump all around.
Oh.
But I was in my early 20s.
Uh-huh.
I was on Molly, as was he. Met him at this dance party warehouse thing.
Nice.
Made out against the wall. He's super sexy. I did not know he was a successful actor at the time, though he was about to go to New Zealand to shoot something for like 3 months.
And you didn't know what it was?
No.
Was it Dexter?
I know now. No.
Oh.
I think he had already done Dexter. Because Dexter, I'll have you know, started in like 2006.
It was a long time ago.
Long time ago. And when I just saw him in season 3, baby face, like very young.
Oh, okay.
But so we don't go home together.
Interesting.
But I get home and he texts me. He's like, hey, like, angel face, like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, nice. I'm at home, still on Molly, obviously, like, kind of. He Ubered to me to pick me up, then Ubered us, I think, to 7-Eleven.
Romance.
When you're on
isn't
Molly.
Dead.
So I think we literally got, like, beer and candy or something, or, like, wine and candy, and then Ubered to his place. At this point, I'm like, he's a millionaire.
Yeah, because he's in love with you. Why would he pick you up to take you out on a hot date to 7-Eleven while you both are on Molly in the middle of the night?
Well, honey, all these Ubers, they got to be adding up.
Did he have a nice place?
I don't remember.
And he was a working actor.
He had his own place.
Okay.
I could actually point it out. It's near the Scientology Center.
Nice.
And I don't think he lives there anymore. But then we had doggy style sex on the floor of his bedroom. And we looked into a mirror together, kind of like gazing at each other and like at our actions.
Yeah, that's hot. I love that kind of sex.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it was good.
Well, have you hit him up? Did you text him being like, I'm looking at you on TV?
No, but you know, it's crazy.
Why?
At one point, we were the same management company.
Oh.
And Friday night, we were at the same bar watching Drag Race.
Shut up.
And it was one of those things where he was holding his table for friends, I guess. Uh-huh. And I kept meaning to go over and like be like, hey, you fucked me on Molly once.
Yeah.
But my friends were keeping me occupied. And then his friends got there. And it's like, there's no easy way to go. Like,
no.
Be like, do you remember when we did doggy style on the floor?
Do you think he forgot you?
No.
Well, so why didn't you just give him a little look, wink, nod?
I can't explain it because I was like with people. So they were always talking to me. And then he was like sitting I don't know. It just didn't. I honestly, I was like, oh, I got to do that. I got to do that. And then his friends got there and I was like,
I don't gotta.
It doesn't make sense.
Also,
now.
What value add does it give to just reconnect with an old,
open
super
to
old
a second 7-Eleven date? Oh. Minus the Molly,
plus the wine, minus the wine, plus the candy. All right,
I'd eat candy while getting absolutely railed from behind.
I would love to be sucking on a lollipop while getting railed. My two favorite things.
I got to tell you, we could both make this happen
tonight. You're not wrong. Listen, you're not wrong. Let's report back at 10:30 to each other.
10:30?
Yeah, if you're not asleep.
Okay.
Speaking of candy, are you going to give me another prompt or can I tell you something fun?
You know me something fun.
Okay. I think this is very fun. I saw a viral place on Tickety Talk called Pinku. Have you heard of this?
Wait, you told me briefly and you said you had a friend date, but they might be canceling on you or something.
And then the athlete came because he wasn't sick anymore. And then it was my friend Lauren, Lore DIY, queen of DIY.
Yeah.
And we went, and let me just show you.
She's literally abandoning me. Don't make me talk to... Oh my gosh, it's the cake I saw on the steps.
Yes!
Okay, you guys got to check out the YouTube because now we're getting visual.
Okay, Kelsey,
that's so cute.
It's a fucking jewelry box.
I would put drugs in there if I were a drug user.
And it literally looks like a vintage cake and it looks like real frosting with disco balls on top and cherries.
So wait, talk to me about what you added to that.
So it's literally just the skeleton of the jewelry box. And they give you, when you walk in, you get to choose different... They have things you can decorate, like phone cases, frames, hair clips, things like that.
So you picked a heart-shaped jewelry case?
Yes. And then you get three colors of frosting, but it's literally cement glue. And then you get a certain amount of big charms and then unlimited little charms and 2.5 hours to decorate to your heart's content. When I tell you...
You were in heaven.
I was in heaven. I have never had so much fun in my fucking life. And then I even had a little bit of frosting left over and I just did-addled the side of my phone case with frosting and little gummy bears.
I don't like that so much, but I love...
Well, I didn't fucking ask.
I love the little cherry disco ball cake.
Yes. And so now everyone that I know in my life is going to get something from this place for a holiday or a birthday because I'm just going to go and enjoy myself.
That is very cool that you get to do your little methy activity and bring joy to someone else.
Yes. And so I definitely was nervy about bringing the athlete because it's a pretty feminine place. There were no dudes in there. It's a DIY crafting studio.
Okay.
And he went in there, fully embraced it, and made a little frame for our fridge and didn't tell me until we were done and then showed it to me outside. And it was our little adventure of us being together with little charms, represententing Yogi and Hippo, my old foster dog that he knows that I miss every single day and still cry over. And then he put little things around a piece of cake, but it was rainbow cake. And he's like, that's for you. And then he had pancakes on the edge and was like, that's for me making Sunday pancakes every Sunday. And then there was these little blobs, a little big one and a little tiny person. He was like, that's you on my shoulders. And I was just like, I'm going to sob.
Oh my God.
And we've been you know,
getting closer,
cereal. Yeah. And I'm just like, he keeps doing things that I'm just like, oh yeah, it's slow though. You know, we've been very chill because you know me.
Some might say healthy.
It's healthy. It doesn't feel like there's that limerence that I always would confuse before where it was so hot and heavy and dream gaga goo goo that you're
you mistook infatuation for
love in my last relationship. With Sarah. Wow. And this just feels so stirred.
Wait, we need to stop calling him sir.
Yeah, because there's
too much implied respect in that.
Yeah, he should just be called Foot Fungus. Hey, when we come back, we'll do more of Zach's prompts.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortless, effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Oh! You want to give us another one of your prompty prompts?
Okay, so, well, this is following in the Dexter foot path. Dexter footsteps?
Foot fungus, yes.
Yes. Oh, that's why it was in there. Could you murder someone?
Zachary, I own a gun.
Yeah, that, okay. Owning a gun and murdering someone are two completely different things.
If it came to it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not shooting a wound, baby.
Okay, that's fair. You're going to go for like a kill shot.
Well, I don't think I'm into, I think I'd go for a kneecap. I don't want to kill someone, but I would if it came to my safety.
Oh, same. Same, 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 same.
Could
I
you?
Would try to shoot them in the dick. Okay. I will say this is so eerie. My sister and I both had this experience that when we were younger kids, we both used to fantasize about someone attacking us and us killing them in self-defense.
Hold the phone.
And I think that's a lot of misplaced, like, anger and, like, trauma from, like, the household I grew up in.
You think?
I don't feel that way anymore.
How old were we talking?
Well, we're 5 years apart, and I don't know when she experienced those feelings, but I was probably like 11 or 12.
How did you connect on realizing both of you fantasized about someone breaking in so that you could murder them?
It wasn't breaking in. It was being like attacked by someone on the street.
Also, I just realized, did you break my pillow?
No, it's cheap.
No.
Kelsey, this has been like this for forever.
Oh, okay. Sure, I believe you.
Just put some frosting on it.
Honestly, I might buy this stuff and make it.
Wait,
like
do
a
you really
hobby.
Think I did this? Do you really think I did that from the bottom of your heart?
The
because
way,
this one doesn't have it either.
The way that I know you pet my cat like he's and a fucking fidget toy.
This one's fully attached.
It made me think that you didn't realize you were doing it. I'm
Can
not blaming you.
Guys you guys believe I just
abuse?
Told her I could murder someone and then she goes to attack me.
I still can't get over that you and your sister were both fantasizing. Like the way you said fantasizing makes it sound sexual. Like you were both like, yeah. And then on the street, what did you think was going to happen? I thought someone was going to take my apples and I could turn around and jugular cut them.
You know what? It was also probably a mix of like growing up in the home alone era where it was like defending yourself and like setting people on fire.
Mm. Oh,
he Does did he that.
Yeah, okay, I think you're right.
A blowtorch, honey.
And his head catches on fire.
Yeah.
And he has to stick it in the toilet, which was very athletic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he dips down. Well, that's the second one. But yeah, he does the standing push-up.
Yeah.
Very hard. We used to do those in dance class. Very hard. But so I used to have that fantasy of killing someone, and now I don't. But if I had to, I would.
Uh-huh.
And how would you do it? Well, okay, wait. It's the Dexter of it all that got my head spinning because he's in all these. If you haven't watched it, spoiler alerts, it's a serial killer who works for the cops.
He's a serial killer who kills serial killers.
Yes, it's a beautiful concept.
Yeah.
Very cheesy show. But he's in all these precarious situations and like he has to like hide bodies and dismember people and like keep DNA away from things. I think this started as a compliment that you would be great at it.
At a serial killer?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of plates.
Yeah, it's like painstaking,
DIY
like, you know,
work.
Attention to detail sort of.
Yeah. Oh, I could make like a spreadsheet and a chart and like a Canva presentation And like, I would love to chop up a body. I don't know who the presentation
would be to, but
it's the person before I kill them. It's a slideshow of why they're going to die.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
he kind of did that.
Did he had
pictures of his victims.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you remember these people that you murdered?
Yes, exactly. And like, here's why I chose you. Congrats.
Oh my God.
And then I would love to chop up a body. How fun. DIY hack. Literally. And then find a place to hide it. I love it.
If your sister killed someone, would you help her hide it?
So interesting you just asked me that, because I'm literally reading a book right now called My Sister the Serial Killer. How did you know that?
I'm just brilliant.
He also psychic ability'd us from getting out of having to go to fly in a Boss concert tonight together.
Oh my God, don't put it like that.
When we bought tickets, they were only $20, so I didn't feel bad. I also forgot to check on Instagram if anyone wants them.
Oh.
Whoops.
Yeah. Kelsey bought these tickets like the day they dropped 6 months ago, I bet.
Yeah,
and she
so
like put
long.
This day in your calendar, and I did, and she didn't actually.
I forgot.
And she got the reminder, and then I remembered that I'm in my late 30s this morning when I woke up, and I knew this concert was happening. We had dinner and pudding and fly in a Boss in the calendar. And she's like, I meant potting, but I'm going to leave it as pudding.
Which is so cute to me.
And I was like kind of hyping myself up. I had premeditated this Celsius for like right about now when we were done podcasting.
Oh my God.
Dude, we were going to have to go to the East Side.
I didn't realize how far it was.
It's not, I mean, it's not that far, but it's like parking. Young people.
No.
Like a TikTok crowd.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm wearing a powder pink sweatshirt and mom jeans. Like, but I was like, I was willing, because I also thought you might be excited for it. But then I was like,
I am. Yeah.
But I was like, I know Kelsey.
You
know she's gonna cancel. I know Kelsey. She's gonna say I'm having like a pain thing, a chronic pain thing. Or she's gonna be like, I have to work on a
something.
Work on a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have a meeting tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Do you care? And then sure enough, she
sure
texts
enough,
and she goes,
I texted.
How would you feel about not going
and
to the concert?
Zachary said.
And I said, I manifested you canceling.
Let me be very clear. Whenever I have pain flare-ups, I actually do have pain flare-ups.
Honey,
I would never use that
honey,
to get it out of
I would never challenge you on it.
I would also...
I would never challenge you on
I
it.
I would throw tummy out there. I would say I have a tummy ache.
As a lie?
Yeah. I would never use chronic pain because that's
give me your
real.
Secrets.
And I did have a horrific pain flare last night.
Okay, don't try to bring truth into this.
Oh, okay. You want me to stay chaos crazy?
Well, I want you to be honest. I know that'll be a hard shift.
I've never lied in my life. I would definitely do tummy. I would never lie about a pain flare. Because
and that's what I'm saying.
That to
this
me
is, what I'm saying.
Is
I would
real.
Never challenge you on it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so like I could because you would never challenge
yes,
me on
exactly.
It.
If you said pain, I'd be like, okay. She
yeah,
has a pain flare up.
But I do things in pain all the fucking time.
I believe you.
You know, like I don't have a choice. So it's like, that's the difference is like, I would still go if it was like Olivia Rodrigo and I was having a pain
well,
flare.
Yeah, hun. I would
going.
Drag your dead body to
well,
an Olivia Rodrigo
yeah,
concert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, it's good for her.
Yeah, it would make me feel better.
Speaking of.
Oh my God.
Do you have any concert horror stories?
I don't like large crowds.
So all of them, I guess.
I had a panic attack. My ex-boyfriend knew I loved Kanye West when he was normally Kanye, and he got us front row tickets to one of his tours.
And you freaked out in like the first 5 minutes?
Yeah, because everyone was smoking weed around us.
Oh,
and it
God.
Was so, like, I
oh,
was literally,
God.
I couldn't breathe.
You do feel like you're like underwater.
Yeah, and I was like, they were floor, like standing floor, but we were literally this close to him. Yeah, and I freaked out and I made us leave. Like 5 minutes in.
Did he care?
No.
Kanye?
But I'll tell you what. No, fuck. He probably wasn't like, where'd that white girl go?
Where'd that bitch go?
He
throws a Yeezy at you.
Oh my God, I wish. Like 3 or 4 years later, when I was at BuzzFeed making good money, I had 2 nights in a row tickets to go see Kanye at the Coliseum downtown or whatever? Anyways, I didn't go the second night, and I texted him that morning, and I was like, hey, remember me? And he was like, yeah, we dated for like 2 years. And I was like, great. Do you remember when I fucked us on that Kanye concert? I was like, I have 2 really good tickets seats for tonight's concert. Do you want them? And he was like, this is very weird. And I was like, it's my gift. I owe you. And he went with his now wife.
Stop. Yeah. That's really beautiful.
Yeah. I paid it forward / paid it back.
Yep. As long as you're paying, honey.
I usually do.
You do. I know. Well, Kelsey's daddy.
I am daddy. But I'm trying to be baby. And let me tell you, after the retreat last weekend, I came home. The athlete had spread me with a massage.
We haven't talked about the retreat.
Didn't we?
I don't think we did.
Me and you did as friends because we went to do Guilty Pleasures together.
See, and Kelsey, if we had stuck to your educational format,
oh my God,
we wouldn't be able to talk about it, really.
It was amazing. It was beautiful. It was magic. It was everything I could hope for. The group was incredible. They're all still hanging out and talking. We all went to dinner together last night.
Are a lot of them LA girlies?
I would say like 40%. We had someone come from Sweden, someone come from France. And like we weirdly got inspired, like a lot of them inspired to maybe like move. Not necessarily to LA or like from LA, but people were like, I don't like where I'm living or my situation right now. Like, I think I'm going to move. And it was just,
Clarity.
They got clarity, dude. And it was beautiful. A lot of crying, lots of releasing transformations. Like, just, I got some messages from people that just made me go like, oh my God. Anytime I think about maybe not doing it again, I just need to look at these messages and be like, this is literally like my purpose maybe.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, you had a photographer taking pictures and mm-hmm. vids. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be like a fucking sick ass TikTok reel that I
like,
see?
Post with like, and reel.
Like going up to the fountain and like.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we took that many videos, but yes.
A drone shot perhaps?
Yeah. No, there wasn't a drone.
Next time.
I'll bring mine next time.
I can just see it, I guess. That's all I'm saying.
What about you?
I didn't go.
Oh. You should come.
I should. Wasn't I out of town?
No.
Wasn't I?
No.
Oh, but I did have a big show downtown opening for a Fortune.
Oh, that went well.
Yeah. One of the Dixie Chicks is obsessed with me now.
Bragging.
And Cheyenne Jackson.
Love.
Yeah. So that was a success.
Say less.
I haven't changed anyone's life.
Well.
I get a lot of, because I do that.
Sounds like maybe Cheyenne Jackson and the Dixie Chicks.
I know.
Potentially.
It is very surreal. Also, it's so funny because like when I perform places, I get like 50 to 70 people come to see me. But then it's like one of the Dixie Chicks like loves my comedy. I'm
and
like,
wants to, enough to how, say that they love.
How am I not? Like my realities don't quite align, if that makes sense. Like,
not yet, but you're, I say this to people anytime I have to describe who you are. I'm like, he is about to become the next household name comedian.
How many years have you been saying it though?
Actually not. I've seen the meteoric rise.
Oh.
I have seen you go from like the amount of shows you used to do versus now and like the audiences and the crowds the projects taking off and just like your drive.
Yeah.
The shows, like the podcast, like the radio show, like your live show. I've just seen you grow and he's on the edge of
glory.
Coming.
Yeah. I've been edging with my career. Mm-hmm. I need to shoot a fat load of success
and all
over.
And we haven't even known each other that long.
6 years.
That's not that long.
It for 24-year-olds, it's very long.
The people listening to this podcast. Speaking of this podcast, it's almost done.
You see?
Wow.
Wasn't it just so?
I don't know how I need to like digest. How do I feel about doing this?
Here's what you need to do in life. Less.
What?
Do less.
What's that word?
Do less.
The athlete literally has a tattoo on his arm that says do more.
He can do whatever he wants. he has not watched you repaint a room 4 times in 1 week.
He watched me repaint his room twice.
Okay. So again, I say, Kelsey, do less. Here's the thing.
What?
We're not educators. We're not. Try as we might. Google as we do.
Bitch, that's
we're not
like,
educators.
That's like saying we're not therapists. Why do we talk to each other? We're fucking therapists.
Yeah, well, we are therapists.
Yeah.
And I think
we're seekers of knowledge.
I am. But like, Okay.
I am.
Brag.
I thought you were going to say brat.
I like check. No. Well, you are, but no. Yeah. I just think that.
No way. You what think?
We offer to the world is being like funny.
Silly goofy.
Silly gooses.
Yeah.
That some people want to have sex with.
I would say a lot. Yeah. I'd venture to say a lot. If well, it was on the table. Be,
yeah. Humble. Hey, on the table, on the floor.
What are we going to name this episode?
I did like whoever said confidently chaotic.
That was you.
No. It was in a message.
Oh.
Maybe call it like confidently. Although someone did. they commented on the reel today just like an hour before I came over here. Like, they were like, don't you dare let Zach change the format of the show. I love learning things. And I think you're a delight, Kelsey. And I just commented the demon face.
Fuck up.
Just like, I'm gonna change it.
Okay, that one comment versus the 75 I we know. Got of other people saying, like, do whatever you guys want.
Do whatever.
I'm not gonna lie, I had a lot of stress not having something prepared. So if I could get used to
the way that does not make any sense to me. Because this is the other thing. We use this as like we need to hang out more in general.
A.
But we also are like, this is like our hangout.
Yeah, this is our catch-up time.
And
what?
And
what?
Don't you dare hit stop on this episode yet.
I won't.
People like podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Because they like to be like in the room with two friends who are like talking.
That's what we're doing.
And I don't talk to my friends about history or current events. I talk to my friends about dudes.
Jacob Elordi liking purses.
Oh my God, Jacob. Yeah. I think he put the name Jacob on the map. Is there any other Jacob?
Not that no. I can think of.
No.
Just He's... from Twilight. I think he brought back Jacob being okay. You know?
Jacob was not okay before.
No, before it was like, fucking Jacob.
Look at you.
I was turning it down before I turned it on.
Yeah, I know. You just want to be done.
Well, we did it.
We did do it.
We did a whole episode. This is up to you to title, and I might even make you make the thumbnail because I have no idea what we're possibly going to put.
We don't need thumbnails.
We have to put one.
Then let's just do a whole pick.
Okay. You going to send me one?
Yeah.
I don't want to be assaulted that way. Guys, do you have anything to promote?
Oh, May 2nd at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California, After Hours Live.
I have nothing to promote right now, so I'm going to say that.
Yay.
Go watch Zach. I'll be there. I'll give you kisses and hugs.
Wait, and message again if you liked this.
I'm just slowly turning the volume off.
Like, subscribe, comment.
And tell us if you like this, and we'll see you guys next week.